we sat it out like some passing bad weather.
On April 17th, Hear the Hunger presents For the Love of Lums benefit concert and silent auction at the Fire Hall Art Center at located at 280 East Cordova Street. For the Love of Lums is a variety music benefit concert and silent auction that has been put together by a group of friends volunteering their time and energy for the purpose of bringing communities together to raise money and awareness to the Lutheran Urban Mission Society. During the show, there will be opportunities to win some fun prizes, and we'll be drawing the winning raffle tickets for grand prize, Air Canada tickets for two anywhere in continental North America, excludes Hawaii. Second prize, weekend for two at Whistler Four Seasons. Third prize, dinner for eight at Daddy-O's Restaurant. For more information, visit hearthehunger.com/blog/.
I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM. Where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
J.G. Thirlwell, with the opening theme to the cartoon series The Venture Brothers, a spoof based on the old Johnny Quest series involving a super scientist, his goofy teenage sons, and a secret agent as their bodyguard. It airs on Teletoon, I believe, and in the States it appears on the Adult Swim through the Cartoon Network. This is Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM and cable, broadcast from the center of the sub-building on the campus of UBC in the vernal splendor of Vancouver Spring. Hiya. My name's GAC, and I'll be your host for the next 90 minutes. Phone number for the studio here is 604-822-2487. The website for the station is www.citr.ca. Towards the tail end of the show, we'll have a look at Jerry Goldsmith's soundtrack to the original Planet of the Apes in tribute to the late Charlton Heston, who starred. Let's start off, though, with some new 45s. I love the fact that despite this digital age, few bands still release their material on 7-inch records. First off, The Constantines from Toronto. Their new album, Kensington Heights, comes out on April 29th, and they'll be in town on June 26th. They'll be at Richards on Richards. The first single from that album is, in fact, their first vinyl release ever through Arts and Crafts Records. Here's the A-side, Hard Feelings on CITR.
We'll be right back.
Zoo Bombs with Highway A Go-Go. Taken from their Canadian exclusive live 7-inch release through We Are Busybody Records. The Zoo Bombs are a raucous band from Tokyo, and they are a force to be reckoned with live. I hope they manage to swing over here to this side of the Pacific again, though with their connections in the Toronto club scene, it may be easier to see them perform somewhere like the El Macambo. Next up, Shocking Pinks. They're the work of Nick Hart, formerly a member of the New Zealand band The Brunettes. His band's last two albums, on Flying Nun Records, were remastered and fused together into their self-titled North American debut through DFA Records. You can find this next song on that self-titled album. Here is Smokescreen. We'll be right back. Department of Eagles with The Horse You Ride, which you can find on the Cold Nose album. It came out first in 2005, but was later re-released, I think it was last year. Department of Eagles are an experimental band from Brooklyn, and they include Daniel Rosin and Fred Nicholas, former roommates at NYU. You might know Rosin better for his work with the band Grizzly Bear. Next up on Radio Free GAC, from Calgary, The Ramblin' Ambassadors. They'll be at the Railway Club May 16th in advance to the release of their new album, Vista Cruiser Country Squire, through Mint Records, which I eagerly await for. Although that same night, May 16th, the kids in the hall are at the Red Robinson Show Theater in Coquitlam with all new material. So it'll be a tough call for me. Anyways, from the Rambling Ambassador's first album, Avanti, here's Lung Bucket on CITR 101.9 FM.
All My Friends.
Whoa, hang on one second. All My Friends with the theme from
All My Friends Get Hung Up, from the album of the same name that they released all by themselves. That song is the only instrumental on that album. The other tracks feature their Essex Green-style sunshine pop. Before All My Friends, Vancouver's own Hawaiian Bibles, with the song Movie Roll. You can find that on their independently released album, There's Good People in the City. They're playing across the street at Logan's in Victoria this Friday, but they'll be back in town to play Pat's Pub on May 10th.
They're waiting for a miracle, and you could be the answer to their prayers.
Before my transplant, I really never thought that I would live to be 25 years old.
The Organ Donation and Transplant Association of Canada asks you to consider making the gift of life possible for the thousands of Canadians waiting for their miracle.
After the transplant, I realized that I have such a life and such an opportunity to do everything that I wanted to do, that I want to do it all. I'm able to do it all.
Please talk with your family about signing an organ donor card.
I know people going through the transplant process who might have grown up ill or become ill through a defect or a disease. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There is a life that you never expected before.
Find out more at organdonations.ca or phone toll-free 866-949-0003.
My goal is to somehow let everybody in the world know about organ donations and have everyone talk to their family about donating an organ.
Find out more at organdonations.ca.
Yeah, all we need is some funky dev chow.
Feeling funky.
1, 2, party people in the place to be.
Funky dope. Funky dope.
1, 2, party people in the place
Rainbow
to be.
Rainbow Groove. Here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, every Friday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m., getting you in the mood for the weekend. I'm your host, DJ BFAD, and I'll present a kaleidoscope of funky grooves for your mind, body, and soul. Tune in to hear everything from underground disco, roller boogie, space funk, rare groove, jazzy house, dub reggae, and anything and everything from Chaka Khan to The Clash. That's Rainbow Groove every Friday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Crazy fresh, crazy fresh.
Yeah, all we need is some funky dev chow.
We are CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a very fine radio station playing the music that you won't hear elsewhere. Like this next set of Polish-inspired music. Waglewski Wisz i Mary are a supergroup comprised of some of the best musicians in the current Polish scene. A mix of guitarists and DJs, their combined forces for the album Mieszka Muzyka, or Masculine Music, covers an urban sort of country blues. From that album, Waglewski Wisz i Mary, here is Badminton.
Raz, dwa, trzy, 4, 5, 6,
This band is I Love Poland, and don't we all? The song is The Glamour of the Dark. I Love Poland are a British duo from Leeds that make claim on their MySpace that they are, quote, Mark Allman-style kitchen sink dramas, glam rock, camp electro, disco, with experimental pop songs, we want to be famous, end quote. Next up on Radio Free Gak, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, the band's from Philadelphia and they're called Dr. Dog. They just finished recording a new album that they've elected to call Fate, and they've lined up a slot in this year's Lollapalooza. From their 2005 album Easy Beat, this is Oh No.
Sing.
West Indian Girl, with the first track on their new album, Fourth and Wall, that was To Die in L.A. West Indian Girl are a six-piece from L.A., and when they're not recording and touring throughout California, they founded the Indie Rock Chess Federation, devoted to cutthroat chess players in the indie music world. Perhaps they can check in with these next two acts on possible chessboard combatants. Kitty Craft was the alias of Minneapolis-based indie popster Pamela Valfer. Kitty Craft released a few cassettes independently and two albums through Kindercore before Pamela focused more on her painting. From her first Kindercore album, Beats and Breaks from the Flower Patch, this is Half Court Press on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Joy.
Radiohead with Nude, as remixed by, I'm going to pronounce it this way, Holy Fuck. Radiohead released the composite tracks to that single through iTunes for people to remix as part of a competition that would see a possible release for the winner. Toronto's Holy Fuck was one of the first premier bands to publicly tackle that project, which runs until May 1st through their website, radioheadremix.com. And in case you didn't hear, Radiohead will be touring with Liars, and they'll be playing UBC's Thunderbird Stadium on August 19th. Meanwhile, here's some other concerts that aren't so far behind or far ahead in the future. Metric plays Commodore this Thursday, and that same night, 8-Track, along with Swindon and Steve Aoki, are at Celebrities. On Friday, the Teenagers will be at Richards on Richards, De La Soul will be at the Commodore, the Teenagers will be on Richards at, I guess I wrote it down twice. Caribou also has 2 shows at the Biltmore on Friday. On Sunday, the Raccoon Tours will be at the Commodore, and the same place next Monday, Hot Chip will play their sold-out show with Free Blood. Next Tuesday, the Midnight Juggernauts will be at Richards. Turbonego's concert at the Commodore has been canceled. On April 23rd, Simeon Noble Disco will be at Richards. The last show ever by They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Will be at the Astoria, along with the Doers, on April 26th. On the 29th, Cut Copy and Black Kids will be at Richards. On the 30th, Queens of the Stone Age play an all-ages show at the PNE. Sons and Daughters visit Richards that night, too. On May 2nd, Dvotchka will be at Richards. At the Plaza, May 3rd, VHS or Beta. That same night, Stephen Malkmus and Jix will be at Richards. On May 6th, Northern State and the Trucks will be at the Plaza. On May 7th, Buck 65, Cadence Weapon, and Scratch Bastard will be at the Commodore. On May 14th, The Kills will be at the Richards. Tokyo Police Club visit the Plaza on May 16th. May 16th has also various other bands, including Kids in the Hall. They'll be at Coquitlam's Red Robinson Theater. Clinic and Shearwater will be at Richards, and the Ramblin' Ambassadors, as I said earlier, will be at the Railway Club. On May 18th, Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, will be at the Media Club. The band that you hear in the background here, REM, will be joined by Modest Mouse and The National at Deer Lake Park on the 23rd. And that same night, there'll be 2 other shows. The Breeders will be at Richards, and Ladytron and Data Rock will be at the Commodore.
So you go, you talk about the legs and the bike.
Pedal Revolutionary radio program is alternating Thursdays, 5 to 6 p.m.
Here on CITR at 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, all human power is welcome.
It's about bikes.
I like my pretty legs, cause they let me ride on a bicycle.
Country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. A picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good and some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. Kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeehaw!
Oh, my.
Low with the song Monkey, which came on the Louder Than Usual album, The Great Destroyer, which came out in Sub Pop in 2005. Low are a trio from Duluth, Minnesota, although right now they're having a problem holding on to bassists, having to rely on the help of Steve Garrington after Matt Livingston recently left the band for personal reasons. Monkey leads us to this week's feature, the soundtrack to the original Planet of the Apes soundtrack, as composed by Jerry Goldsmith. Goldsmith is one crafty composer, as he's written the music for hundreds and hundreds of films and TV shows, but he's been able to adapt his musical styles to either the commission or to whatever he's listening to at the time, giving a comprehensive listen to his entire repertoire and oeuvre reveal no telltale signature touches. His work for Planet of the Apes, the infamous science fiction movie from 1968, is one of his most avant-garde, as you can tell from this first set, which starts off with the main title. This is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Jerry Goldsmith with A New Mate, and before that, The Searchers. And then we started off with the main title to the soundtrack to the original Planet of the Apes. Goldsmith scored the film with a usual orchestral ensemble, which included such instruments as tuned mixing bowls, a bass slide whistle, and the cuíca, which is a Brazilian instrument that makes sounds similar to that of an excited ape. The brass players were asked to play their instruments with their mouse pieces on backwards, and sometimes they weren't even mouthpieces at all. And the amount of electronic post-production work makes the score that much more sinister. Take a listen to these next two pieces from the score, which was initially released in 1968, but re-release was made in 1997 through Vercera Band. The album also includes an overture to Goldsmith's work from the first sequel, Beneath the Planet of the Apes. However, we'll stick with the first movie. Let's begin with New Identity on CITR Vancouver. Get your stinking dirty paws off me, you damn dirty ape. That was A Bid for Freedom, and before that, Main Identity, from Jerry Goldsmith's daring score to 1968's Planet of the Apes, which starred the late, great Charlton Heston, who died last Saturday at the age of 83. At some point in the future, I'll start to touch on Goldsmith's other film work, which spanned from the late 50s until his death in 2004. But we'll save that for some later show, but let's take a look now at the influence that the movie Planet of the Apes had on the music world. The first tune should be pretty obvious, though some of the samples of the score, which you just heard, have been switched up since it's been remixed. Here is Uncle with the Keigo Oyamada remix of Ape Shall Never Kill Ape. We'll follow up with another Oyamada remix, although with his more popular alias.
When man, the naked ape, finally stood upright, his hands were left free to use weapons.
One, two! One, two!
This is Dr. Zero, promoting husband Cornelius and little Milo. The most dangerous to man is little Milo.
We'll be right back.
も辛すぎて何度も泣きそうになった。でも楽しいこともあった。そんなファンの国から脱出できる。行く先は未来か他の惑星へ。
ワンツ
ー
The Avalanches, with Since I Left You, as remixed by Cornelius. You can find that on the At Last Alone EP that came out in Japan. The Avalanches are the Melbourne, Australia sampling and DJ group that are still teasing us with news about their possible second album, which is now 7 years removed from their brilliant debut, also called Since I Left You. Cornelius is the alias for composer and producer Keigo Oyamada, who was also a member of the old band Flipper's Guitar before sliding into his exploratory pop solo act. He took the name Cornelius after the orangutan in the movie Planet of the Apes, and the name of his first child matches Cornelius's. Milo, the most dangerous one of them all. It's just about 5 minutes before 9 p.m., and that just about wraps up this week's Radio Free GAC. If you missed any of this week's show, or if you want to catch past episodes, or if you want to check out some of the other shows that we have here at CITR, you can always go visit our podcast list through www.citr.ca. If you go to my website, gak.ca, G-A-K.ca, I'll include the playlist and some other information about tonight's show. Coming up at 9 is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and at midnight, Trevor Fielding with Vengeance Is Mine. Next week's show will shaping up to include a look at the kalimba, the African thumb organ that's starting to appear in a few bands' tour buses right now. I'm still building mine, but that's going kind of slowly. Let's close the show with two songs, the closing theme to The Venture Brothers by J.G. Thirlwell, and then Your Spain, a song by The White Birch, a Norwegian group inspired by the old spectral band Codeine. The song will be Your Spain. Thank you for stopping by and tuning in. Namaste. Some things will stand, some things.
things will stand, some things will fall. Moving. Some things will stand, some things will fall.
You are listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca. The time is 9 p.m. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee.